Hurricane Hugo hits the White House. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez did his stand-up routine at the UN yesterday, calling President Bush the devil and saying he smelled like sulfur, which was hurtful enough. But then he accused Mr. Bush of talking as if he owned the world. And the delegates erupted, gave him a curtain call. I decided to go back to the archives and check because I don't like hearing my president criticized, especially by a guy like Chavez, who, according to the U.S. State Department, limits press freedom, abuses detainees, and wiretaps without warrants. So I went back into the archives to see if George Bush does talk like he owns the world. Roll it.
Once again, we are called to defend the safety of our people and the hopes of all mankind. And we accept this responsibility.
See, he's not saying we own the world, just that we are responsible for the hopes of all mankind.
We're changing the world. And the world will be better off, and America will be more secure as a result of the actions we're taking.
We're changing the world. It's a remodel, not a teardown.
Freedom is the Almighty's gift to every man and woman in this world. And as the greatest power on the face of the earth, we have an obligation to help the spread of freedom.
Okay, well, that's a little proprietary.
America will not impose our own style of government on the unwilling. Our goal, instead, is to help others find their own voice, attain their own freedom.
See, we're not telling you what to do. We merely suggest. And you know, Hugo, if people like you would just sell us the oil and shut up, we'd get along just fine. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.